immigration advocates in Reno are calling on Congress to overturn the Trump administration's recent decision to rescind temporary legal status for El Salvador residents living in the U.S. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
Labor and religious leaders joined with members of PLAN, the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, saying ending the program will act as an assault on families who are deeply rooted in the U.S. and goes against American values. Christina Racenos is an El Salvadoran citizen who has been living in the U.S. for the past 18 years under the TPS program. Through an interpreter, she says she's worried about returning to her country.
She's a concern because the gangs and the violence, they think that we have money because we live in the U.S. and they try to get money from us and they even kill it. It will be a problem because we don't have jobs in my country.
So far, all four of the Democratic members of Nevada's congressional delegation have issued statements condemning Monday's decision. As for the state's two Republicans, Senator Dean Heller did not respond to a request for comment, and 2nd District Congressman Mark Amadei said in a statement that he was still studying the issue. But for Bob Fulkerson, the state director of PLAN, the fight to keep Salvadorans in the U.S. should be spearheaded by those most reliant on the immigrants, Nevada's hospitality industry.
Instead of standing up for workers, what are these owners doing? What are these CEOs doing? Are they standing up for the workers that have made their families rich? They're actually supporting politicians like Trump and like others that are making all this happen.
In all, there are about 5,700 Salvadorans living in Nevada, and according to organizers of the event, roughly 1,000 of them live in and around Reno. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.